Welcome back, everybody. This is Tom Funk, author of 50 Hikes on Michigan's, Wisconsin's, and North Country Trail. Thanks for joining me as we put another installment onto podcast format. We are working our way across Wisconsin, and we are now on hike number 26 in the Bois Brule. And this is the Bois Brule River and Portage Trail. It is about 18 miles in length, so it's going to take you a day or two to do this one. You could probably hack it out one long day if you really wanted to. And this is a historical hike. There's a lot of history on this one, so that's kind of cool. There's also a very cool geological feature on this one. So this is definitely if you hike only one hike in Wisconsin on the North Country Trail, this may be the one to do. So let's get underway. The history of this area started with the retreat of glaciers about 10,000 years ago. So the water flowed south out of Lake Superior, and it carved out the valley whose ridge you'll be walking along as you hike along conifer swamps and the headwaters of the St. Croix and Brule Rivers. Although not obvious, the cedar swamp separation between the St. Croix flowing to the south and the Brule flowing to the north is the divide between the Great Lakes and Mississippi River watersheds. That is a pretty big deal. The Brule is a mere 44 miles long, but drops an average of 10 feet a mile as it makes its way to Lake Superior. Voyagers, explorers, and even contemporary people have used this 2.0-mile-long portage trail to make their way from Lake Superior to the Mississippi River and vice versa. Obviously, Native Americans have been using this portage for thousands of years, but the first written record was by Daniel Gracelone Sieur Duluth in 1680. He is the namesake for Duluth, Minnesota, and was a diplomat sent by the French government to make peace between the Chippewa and the Sioux in order to facilitate trade in furs. Interestingly, Duluth, although having Solon as part of his name, he is not the namesake for Solon Springs, which we just hiked through on the previous chapter. That honor goes to Tom Solon, who invented a water dispensing vending machine. And the name of the town at the time where he was White Birch, and they changed it to Solon Springs. Along the trail, 8 boulders commemorate other explorers and travelers who have used the trail, each having their name and year of first travel on the Portage Trail inscribed into the rock. In addition to Duluth, you have Pierre Le Sueur in 1693, Jonathan Carver, 1768, Michel Courot, in 1803, Jean-Baptiste Cadot in 1819, Michigander Henry Schoolcraft in 1820, George Struntz in 1852, and Nicholas Jr. and Joseph Lucius in 1886. They're all recognized on the trail. Local chapters produce a really good brochure on the segment and its history. Definitely worth reading as you start learning about the incredible events that have taken place on this short stretch of the North Country Trail. Except for a very short permanent easement, all of this trail winds through the Brule River State Forest. You will experience a variety of landscapes, both artificial and natural. And when standing at the Schoolcraft Rock, look to the north and west horizons, and you'll see what looks like a devastated forest, because in the summer of 2000, a thunderstorm with baseball-sized hail struck this valley, killing most of the trees in a 5,000-acre area of the state forest. Although fire would be nature's way of taking care of dead trees, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources salvaged what they could and knocked over the rest to make way for forest regeneration, both by natural processes and planting of seedlings. How to find? Well, you're going to find the westernmost trailhead, and it is the St. Croix Creek Trailhead on County Road A, just north of Solon Springs. From Solon Springs, take County Road A 1.5 miles north. County Road A will split, going south, while County Road P starts at the intersection, and the trailhead will be immediately south on the west side of the road. The easternmost trailhead is Samples Road off Troy Pitt Road, just off of Wisconsin State Highway 27, south of Brule. From Brule, drive south 1.5 miles and turn east onto Troy Pitt Road, then immediately head to the right onto Samples Road, and the trailhead is at the top of the hill. As far as facilities and services, backcountry camping is allowed on the Brule River State Forest, and there are designated campsites along the way. These do require a free permit, and you can get them from the Forest Headquarters in Brule, Wisconsin, at off of South Ranger Road in that town. All right, so as always, I put out a disclaimer. Since I've written the book, it looks like there haven't been any major changes to the trail, but always check with the local chapter, check online with the maps, and make sure that you have appropriate orienteering skills if you're going to hike this trail, because you are in a remote area. But as last check, it looks like you're able to use this to find your way. All right, so for the hike, from the parking lot area across from the information kiosk, you're following a spur trail 0.2 mile across County Road A to the trail junction. The trail heads northeast and uphill into the forest and starts hugging the edge of the valley of the St. Croix and Brule Rivers. The Portage Trail, as it is locally known, interprets the trail history through the use of stones with the names and dates of each explorer known to have used the trail. The start of the trail is also marked by a large stone. The first stone you'll reach is the Lucia Stone, and the last one is for Duluth. So you're going to be traveling backwards in time. At the Carver Stone, look in the foreground for a thin stream thread, which is the St. Croix. In the background to the north and a bit west, use binoculars and you might be able to see the Brule River. You are looking over the divide between the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River watersheds at this point. At 2.2 miles, you'll come to an intersection on your left with a spur trail down to the East Fork of the Brule River that keeps you hydrated because it'll give you an access to water. This trail leads to the canoe landing used by explorers and traders. The trail continues northeast following a gated woods road and it parallels the river. Where the road turns east, the trail leaves it and continues northeast on higher ground. At 4.3 miles is the Jurseth Bluff, where the trail skirts around the northwest side of a hillside which rises in elevation to your south and east. You'll descend to Jurseth Creek and cross on a bridge. And after several short sections of punching boardwalk, you'll ascend the valley slope to a campsite. The Jurseth Bluff campsite is at the 4.5 mile mark, a rustic camp with fire ring table, wilderness latrine, and two tent pads. Where have we heard that before? Continue northeast through open woods, and the trail uses the contour of the valley while negotiating the small side valleys created on the hillside to your southeast. Some of these small valleys have very intermittent sources of water. Don't trust them. They're probably going to be running in wetter years. You'll pass a gigantic white pine, which is about 3.5 feet in diameter, and then you'll ascend to the uplands and head east away from the Brule River Valley. And in the book, I have a photo of this pine tree with a hiking stick next to it, and you can see it's a pretty big tree. At the 7.0 mile mark is County Road S and Highland Town Hall trailhead, and there's also parking there. Just north of County Road S, a spur trail takes you to the Highland Town Hall, which has water available from a spigot. I'd call ahead to make sure it's still available. The trail continues 0.2 mile northeast through a red pine plantation to the Highland campsite, which is rustic and has the usual firing table, wilderness latrine, but only a few tent pads. Continue your ramble through the woods and experience the ups and downs of several small valley crossings. The trail passes through the Mott's Ravine State Natural Area, a glacial outwash channel featuring perched prairie with dry land, plants, and flowers. The trail will clip Mott's Ravine Road on your right. You'll head due north and then continue its northeasterly trajectory, eventually becoming more northerly. At the 12.2 mile mark, another intersection with a trail spur, and you'll head 0.1 miles to your right to the Gaylord Nelson portal to the North Country Trail trailhead and Wisconsin State Highway 27. There's an information kiosk and an interpretive monument about Gaylord Nelson, former governor and United States Senator from Wisconsin, an ardent trail supporter, and he is the founder of Earth Day. This is a beautiful location that commemorates one of America's great environmental leaders. He was instrumental in getting the North Country Trail designated as a national scenic trail. Continue north, then east, and then southeast for 0.7 mile. Cross Wisconsin Highway 27, trek about 0.7 mile through private land to the north, and then head west. The trail will then turn north and re-enter the Brule River State Forest. And you're going to be winding north through hilly terrain, and you'll reach a campsite called the Paw Scotch Campsite, and it's on a small rise above a ravine. The campsite contains a plaque in memory of Paul Scotch, a longtime member of the Brule St. Croix chapter of the North Country Trail Association. There is one tent pad, a table firing, and wilderness latrine, and water is obtained from a pipe jutting out of the side of the nearby ravine, which is a pretty cool feature if you ask me. In another mile, the trail crosses Rush Lake Road and continues to negotiate through hilly and forested terrain. Several overlooks give glimpses of Big Lake, a natural widening of the Brule River in a deep glacial valley. At 18.1 miles is the Winnebujou Bluff, which gives you a sweeping view of the countryside to your west. This is yet another rustic campsite with 5 tent pads, fire rings, a table, and you bet, a wilderness latrine. And it also has a spur trail to the Little Brule River to access water. The North Country Trail follows the bluff, passing the two overlooks of the Brule Valley and Hoodoo Lake, and after 0.9 mile, a short spur trail leads to Samples Road Trailhead, and you'll be at the 18.8 mile mark, which has plenty of parking and an information kiosk. All right, there we go. A nice historical hike. And folks ask me, hey, if I was going to hike one segment of the North Country Trail in your book in Wisconsin, which would it be? It would definitely be this one. It is rustic, it's remote, lots of cool history, and it's easy to use and follow. All right, so that's segment number 26. We're going to continue heading east in Wisconsin, and the next segment is going to be in the Bayfield County Forest. Thanks for joining me. We will see you again. Thanks for listening.